from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker accused President Donald Trump of sowing chaos with last week's freeze on federal grants and funding. In Newark on Monday morning, Senator Booker said New Jersey taxpayers contribute heavily to the federal budget, and a funding freeze would deprive them of their share of government services.
I'm still hearing from New Jerseyans all through the weekend who are having trouble accessing funding that was passed in a bipartisan way through Congress, even despite the supposed rescission of the OMG memo that caused this chaos in the first place.
The freeze was rescinded a day later after widespread blowback and being paused by a federal judge. A Mercer County town says it's going to allow less affordable housing than the state wanted.
Over the next decade, Hopewell Township says it will allow 348 units of new affordable housing to be built in the township. That's 34% fewer units than what the Department of Community Affairs said they needed to build in the fourth round of affordable housing obligations. The Hopewell mayor says the state's requirements overestimated how much land in the township is buildable. The DCA declined to comment on the township's independent calculations. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
And police in West Long Branch rescued an 11-year-old boy who fell through the ice in a pond yesterday afternoon. The pond is located next to Shore Regional High. West Long Branch patrolman Dave Brzozinski was the first to arrive on the scene after the boy fell in. He immediately jumped into the water without any protective gear. Brzozinski is a 17-year veteran of the West Long Branch Force and also a water rescue instructor. The boy was rushed to a hospital and is reportedly in good health. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. And how is the weather looking? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up now. New Jersey fast traffic.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Increasing clouds tonight, brisk and colder. We'll have lows down into the mid-20s and mostly cloudy and cold for tomorrow. Highs in the low and mid-30s. We'll see an icy mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain later tomorrow night, leading to some slippery travel conditions. Lows in the upper 20s. That icy mix does turn over to some plain rain Thursday morning, and then it tapers off in the afternoon. Highs in the low and mid-40s. I'm meteorologist John Furyk.
We've got 35 in Elizabeth, 36 in Lakewood, 38 Seattle City. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes. Brought to you by W. Danley Electrical. Are you prepared should you experience a power outage? A Generac generator by W. Danley automatically activates within seconds, keeping your lights, electronics, appliances, and heat on. 0% financing for 18 months available. Visit Danley911.com.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.